Farmers are hopeful for a positive conference report. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee and American farmers that are dependent upon migrant labor to help with their crops are hoping that Congress can soon begin merging the Senate and House versions of an immigration reform bill that both houses have already passed. Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns believes if a comprehensive reform bill is signed into law this year, it will help assure a consistent farm labor force. Rod Bain reports.
Parts of the nation are expecting smaller numbers of farm laborers this season. Several components of the agriculture economy rely on migrant workers to get crops from the field to the table. So with that speculation in mind, what would an immigration reform bill, if approved by Congress and signed by President Bush in 2006, do in the short term, say this year, even next, to assure a solid, consistent labor force for agriculture? Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns believes it would do a lot.
The legislation very definitely could help this year, but it would take action by a conference committee and by the House and the Senate and a presidential signature.
The Joint Congressional Conference Committee Johanns referred to is in the process of merging the House and Senate versions of immigration reform into one measure. Meanwhile, the president will tour three states next week to push for a quick turnaround of the immigration reform bill to his desk for signature by the end of the current congressional session this year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Secretary Johanns says the president's plan for immigration reform should be comprehensive and include guest workers that must be documented.
Not only does there need to be very, very strong border enforcement, which is included in President Bush's plan, but there also has to be a way to document workers and to verify that documentation.
The president's plan would allow employers to check workers against federal databases, but Secretary Johanns says there must be additional funding for doing so. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.